知行英语。Listen and share.
An awful thing. While we were down there, we heard a number of doors slamming and knocks over our head, like someone was kneeling.And punching the floor over and over. Which doesn't sound that scary, but it was the most frightening experience of my life. Then, some guy started screaming bloody murder down the hall from us in the basement. When I looked down, the hall I saw what looked like a transparent hunchback limping toward us. The way he was moving was not like a normal person would.It was like a glitching computer. He would jump forward, backward, or to his side. Then back to his normal place again. It was just strange. After this, I ran faster than my legs could take me out of his house, forgetting my friends, until I stopped across the street and noticed they were right behind me. I guess they didn't see the guy. But when they saw me running...They felt like they were snapped out of a trance. After that, nothing major happened in this house, and I was only in his basement long enough to move the TV and Xbox upstairs. It might have been a chant, but I am almost sure it was his invitation that provoked it.而我们在地下室听到头顶上方传来一阵阵的摔门敲门声，像是有人跪在地板上不停捶着地板似的。声音其实并不可怕，但那也算是我一生中最可怕的经历了。忽然，我们地下室里传来深深的杀人啦这样的叫声，看到一个驼背的瘸子向我们走来。他走的样子不像是个正常人，像个短路的电脑似的。他跳着向前退后，或是向侧面走，然后又退回到之前站的位置。这真的太奇怪了。见此情景，我撒腿就跑，都把朋友们忘在了脑后。等到我跑出房子，在对面街上停住脚步时，才发现他们都跟在我身后跑出了房子。我猜他们并没有看到那个人，只是我一跑就让他们也顿时茅塞顿开。之后我朋友的房子再也没有发生什么大事，我便抓紧时间把电视机和 X 盒子搬到楼上。有可能是咒语把那个鬼魂召唤了出来，但我想那该是应了他的邀请才这样的。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
While we were down there, we heard a number of doors slamming and knocks over our head, like someone was kneeling and punching the floor over and over.
而我们在地下室听到头顶上方传来一阵阵的摔门敲门声，像是有人跪在地板上不停捶着地板似的。
Which doesn't sound that scary.But it was the most frightening experience of my life.
声音其实并不可怕，但那也算是我一生中最可怕的经历了。
Then, some guy started screaming bloody murder down the hall from us in the basement. When I looked down, the hall I saw what looked like a transparent hunchback limping toward us.
忽然，我们地下室里传来深深的杀人啦。这样的叫声，看到一个驼背的瘸子向我们走来。
The way he was moving was not like a normal person would. It was like a glitching computer. He would jump forward, backward, or to his side. Then back to his normal place again. It was just strange. 他走的样子不像是个正常人，像个短路的电脑似的。他跳着向前、退后，或是向侧面走，然后又退回到之前站的位置。这真的太奇怪了。After this, I ran faster than my legs could take me out of his house, forgetting my friends, until I stopped across the street and noticed they were right behind me. 见此情景，我撒腿就跑，都把朋友们忘在了脑后。等到我跑出房子，在对面街上停住脚步时，才发现他们都跟在我身后跑出了房子。I guess they didn't see the guy, but when they saw me running, they felt like they were snapped out of a trance. 我猜他们并没有看到那个人，只是我一跑，就让他们也顿时茅塞顿开。After that, nothing major happened in his house, and I was only in his basement long enough to move the TV and Xbox upstairs. 之后，我朋友的房子再也没有发生什么大事，我便抓紧时间把电视机和 X 盒子搬到楼上。It might have been a chant, but I am almost sure it was his invitation that provoked it. 有可能是咒语把那个鬼魂召唤了出来，但我想那该是应了他的邀请才这样的。讲解一下相关的语言点。 Down 在下面的，这里指在地下室里。 A number of 许多的，修饰可数名词，比如 A number of people 许多人， A number of books 许多书。 Over and over 反复再三， Over and over again 也表示同样的意思。Sound 联系动词，后面接形容词，意思是听起来，例如 This story sounds quite moving， 这个故事听起来很感人。与之类似的表示感觉的词还有 look 看起来， smell 闻起来， taste 吃起来， feel 摸起来，例如 This kind of silk feels soft and comfortable， 这种丝绸摸起来软软的，很舒服。 Scary 和 frightening 都表示引起恐慌的，令人恐惧的这样的意思。 The most frightening 是 frightening 的最高级形式，指最可怕的。形容词最高级的普遍形式是在形容词词尾加 est， 比如 loud， loudest， 最大声的， high， highest， 最高的。但是如果一个形容词超过两个音节，它的最高级则是在形容词前加上 the most， 比如 beautiful， the most beautiful， 最漂亮的， important， the most important， 最重要的。 some， 这里是某个的意思。 forward， backward， to a side， 向前，向后，向一边，这是一组表示方向的词。比如 We should learn to look forward so that we can make greater progress. 我们应该学会向前看，这样的话我们才能取得更大的进步。 Snap somebody out of trance， 使某人突然清醒过来，使某人茅塞顿开。 Snap 有猛拍的意思，这里是将其抽象化。 Trance T-R-A-N-C-E 指恍惚。Long enough 足够长， enough 足够的，修饰形容词时放在形容词后面，例如 He is old enough to go to school by himself， 他足够大了，能自己去上学了。修饰名词时则放在名词前面，例如 There are enough drinks for the party， 有足够的饮料留在聚会时用。Invitation 邀请，动词 invite 的名词形式，比如 accept an invitation， 接受一个邀请。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。